I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Very exciting day on the Annie Fry Show because we get to speak to the one and only Shannon Bream, Fox News at Night, with Shannon Bream joining us now. Shannon, it is an honor to talk to you today.
Annie, it is so great to be with you. And I'm still laughing over the Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Not an anchor. Anchor man, not anchor lady. That got my funny bone.
I was just thinking, what an appropriate thing to play. That's just part of my general intro, but to have Bream coming on here to talk. You know, first I want to talk about Fox News at Night. Is one of my go-to. My show here is locally noon to three, and your show is one of the best opportunities for me to be able to tune in and get a really good objective precursor to what took place that day, what people are expecting the next day. I think you do a fantastic job.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, that's the mission. That's what we're trying to accomplish, is to let people know all the big stories of the day, who's weighing in, what's happening. It's not like when we were kids and I would watch the 6 o'clock news with my grandparents and you got a half hour on the three networks and that was it. I mean, news breaks all hours of the day and night, and a lot of times we have the whole show ready at 11 and something happens at 9:30, 10:30, and we're glad we're there to be a live outlet for news as it breaks. And we do try to look ahead to the next day since we're the last live show of the night. And there's something always happening in the world, and certainly in Washington, so it keeps us busy.
Yeah, for sure. Brian Kilmeade is the show that leads into my show here, and I always enjoy conversations between the two of you, and just it's fun to hear. And it's the thing that I appreciate the most about you is how personable you are and relatable you are, and reading about your book, Finding the Bright Side, and understanding the path that it takes to get to be, you know, the host of Fox News at Night on Fox News and that last live local show. You've had an interesting road to get where you are right now, certainly a successful one, but that comes with a lot of struggles, also challenges along the way. And you write about that in your book, Finding the Bright Side.
Yeah, I mean, so many twists and turns, because I got a business degree, went to law school, really wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I did go into the practice of law for a while, mainly doing sex harassment cases, which, you know, the last few years has been very helpful in the news coverage to have that background. But it wasn't a passion for me, and I didn't know where to go. I'd always loved news and cultural events and current events, and just was kind of a news junkie. And I really started to investigate going into working in journalism and media. And it was a very circuitous path. I mean, just this morning, somebody was asking me about my first TV job where I got fired. And it was horrible at the time. I cried. I was humiliated and really, really discouraged. I mean, the guy told me, you're the worst person I've ever seen on TV. You will never make it in this business. And I love to tell people that story, especially young people now. It really works for people of all ages, because you're going to hit a wall. You're going to see somebody who doesn't see eye to eye with you, doesn't think you're good at your job or have talents. But everybody does, and you've got to just keep fighting through the worst of those moments and believe that I, as a person of faith, believe God has a plan and a path, and you just got to keep plugging away. And, you know, you're going to hear no a lot more than you're going to hear yes, but you'll eventually get there.
Yeah, amen to all of that. I think it's important for, you know, I'm a 35-year-old female in the conservative talk radio business. There are some of us, but there aren't a lot of us. And to be able to have people who have these stories, it's great to have somebody to see who has had such success like you have. Being a news reporter, being somebody who's a journalist, and you know, doing it day in, day out on a weeknight show. How do you exist in this politically tribal climate and you know, stay squarely focused on bringing news and information to people?
Yeah, you know, we're always checking to make sure that we have all sides of the story. We don't want any of our personal opinion or bias to bleed into it, because that's not what our show does. We have amazing opinion shows that are hilarious and make me think and have some wonderful, crazy segments that I really enjoy, but our show is straight down the middle. So, you know, as producers and writers, reporters, as an anchor, I mean, we're always thinking, are we being fair? Like, are we including everybody's argument in this case? And to me, it's not fun to have a segment where you have just one person who is pounding on their talking points and that's it without challenge. I mean, we invite Democrats all the time some of them do come. We have some good relationships with some. Others, you know, it takes years, and we're building trust with them, and we hope that they'll join us. We've already had a couple of the presidential 2020 Democratic contenders, but you really have to do a lot of relationship building, and people have to see your show and see that you're fair, see your segments and know, hey, if I go on, I'm going to get a fair shake. We're tough on people on all sides if we think that they're doing unscrupulous things. But I think it's important to praise people when they get things right, regardless of party as well. So we just try to make sure that all the voices and all the sides are heard. And then it's up to our viewers to decide where they land on any particular topic.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to trust the viewer, the listener, with their own, you know, cognizance of being able to consume information and land where they land on it. And there's not a lot of news outlets today that trust the viewer, trust the listener to just take the information as you present it and then decide for themselves.
Yeah, and I really think that our viewers are very smart and very dialed in. And people who are regulars, they feel like family. You know, I'll meet people in the airport or somewhere. They come right up to you and start a conversation because they feel like they know you. And that's what we want, is for people to trust us. But they're smart. They get it. We don't have to over-explain things to them. There's some wonky policy things that can get into the weeds. And even for me, I do a ton of reading every day because I really enjoy that and learning about new things. So I know we're aware when there's something that's a little convoluted or complex that we have to spell out. But for the most part, you can assume that your viewers are intelligent human beings. I mean, they're running families and working every day. They're dialed in. They know what's going on in the world. And so we want to respect their intelligence. And none of us on our show are going to tell them what to believe. We're just going to give them the information and leave it up to them.
It's a great thing to be able to tune in and trust that each night. We're speaking with Shannon Bream, the host of Fox News at Night, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. here Central Time. Also author of the book, Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters. One of the things that you've done very consistently is really pay close attention to Supreme Court issues. You've covered the Supreme Court. Was great to watch your reporting through the Kavanaugh confirmation processes and to be able to understand what takes place on the Supreme Court and what is developing there. Can you talk at all about some of the issues that the Supreme Court is facing at this point in time, some of the newer cases that they have agreed to hear?
Yeah, and this is such a passion for me, and I know that I'm a law geek and nerd, and that's fine. I totally embrace it. We have a good fellowship among us out there.
Yes.
But I love the court, and I try to cover it in a way that people understand what it means to their real life, because the majority of Americans cannot name a single Supreme Court justice. I think a lot of times people don't realize the decisions they make there actually trickle down into all of our lives, whether mm-hmm. it's regulatory or dispute between states or whatever it is. So I am excited about it, and I want other people to get why it matters for them. So it's my favorite thing to do is to report on the court. And I was there yesterday for a case that will get a lot of attention, and people probably have heard buzz about, is this idea of including a question about citizenship on the 2020 census. And, you know, it was done from 1820 to 1950, with the exception of one census that went out. It was included in all of the census forms. And since 1950, it's been included in some census forms, long forms and different ones, under numerous administrations, Republican and Democrat. But there's this real fight about it. And I saw people outside yesterday with signs on both sides and signs saying every person deserves to count. And the left's argument is that they worry if that citizenship question is on there. People who are here illegally or have some not permanent citizenship status, maybe something lesser than that, won't want to answer the question. And so you'll get less of an accurate readout. Folks on the right say, listen, they want everyone to sign up, whether they're here illegally or not. It's an issue in places like California, because the census is how you decide how many seats in Congress any state gets. It's what decides federal funding. And so on the right, they say, listen, they want everyone to answer the question because they want to have an advantage when it comes to, you know, districting and money. But the left says it's going to scare off people who we want to be part of the American experience because they're going to be afraid of answering that question. Now, no one's going to show up at the House or prosecute you if you answer the question and say, I'm here illegally. But I can see how people would be worried about answering that on the form. So big debate in the court yesterday. Justice Gorsuch pointed to a study that he said some states who've looked at this said the rate of people who don't answer when it comes to because of the citizenship question is 0.36%. So, you know, they're going to debate it out. There are nine of them, very, you know, scholarly, brilliant legal minds, and mm-hmm. we'll see. But they, you know, the decision will be due by the end of June, and that's important because these forms have to go to the printer with or without that question this summer in order to be ready on time.
Yeah, it will definitely keep the attention on that census conversation. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it seems like we haven't heard a lot about her lately. I know a lot of people have paid close attention to her, and as she's recovered, seems like she is a rock star when it comes to recovering some major health challenges, but seems as though she's participating in normal fashion.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny because when I, you know, tweet out, hey, I'm headed to the court for arguments, or I wasn't there today, the first thing for people is, did you get a picture of Justice Ginsburg? Is it really her? Is it a body double? You know, there's definitely some conspiracy theorists out there. Listen, you know, they're not, you can't take any recording devices, cameras, phones, anything in the court. But I can tell you, having seen her with my own ears and eyes up close and personal and on the bench for, you know, more than a decade now covering the court, she was there. It's her. She's asking questions. She's alert. She's mentally tough and engaged. And she's not lost a step. If anything, I really thought, my impression, and my producer, who's there at the court a lot as well, our impression after she came back from the latest bout with the lung cancer nodules they found, she actually seemed stronger and healthier after that, because, you know, she'd never missed any time on the bench, and she was out for, you know, a couple of weeks there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the day after her husband died, I remember I was stunned to walk in court and see her there. I mean, she's, her whole life and her passion is committed to the court. So for her to take some time off, we knew it was serious, but she seems to be in fighting form, and I can attest with my own eyes and ears, I have seen and heard her in person. She was there.
You heard it right here from Shannon Bream. What a resilient woman and a historical figure for sure. That cannot be denied by anybody. So, Shannon, it was a pleasure to speak with you. We'll be tuning in tonight at 10 p.m. to watch Fox News at night and checking out that book, Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters. A lot of great stories in there. It seems like you don't hold back too much in telling your story.
Yeah, you know, it's all in there, warts and all. I'm not afraid to laugh at myself, so there's plenty of that in there. But, you know, some really dark and tough times, too, because I just want people who pick up the book to be encouraged. If you're in a bad place, we've all been through there, or we will be through really tough valleys. Like, you can come out the other side. But there's stuff behind the scenes of the Supreme Court and what really happened with Justice Roberts and the healthcare decision. My conversations with the president. So a little bit of something for everybody.
Awesome. Shannon Bream, a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much for giving us some time this afternoon.
Thanks, Andy. Have a great day.
Yes, you as well. Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night with Shannon Bream at 10 o'clock every weeknight. I'm sure you've seen it. A pleasure to speak with her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.